Sigah passes over Kisnan. There's a lot of confusion when it comes to the Sigah, which hopefully will come out with a clock at the end. The first outlook we have to change when it comes to Sigah passes over Kisnan is that people look at that there's bread and then there's cookies, cakes, really two separate families, they're not really related to each other. Chazal didn't look like that. Chazal looked at cookies, cakes, berekas really as a type of bread. But being that it's a type of bread which a person normally is not kaveh sud on it, so therefore, Chazal said that if you're not going to be kaveh sud on it, it's going to be mezekis. Being that normally people don't sit down for lunch, have some pieces of cake. It's not a normal thing to do, almost normal people. Therefore, Chazal said, types of bread which a person normally does not make into sud, over there, lach is going to be, it's going to be mezekis, unless you're going to be kaveh sud. But really, these things are bread. Just they're bread, which is not kaveh sud. And if not, if you are going to be kaveh sud, then you're going to have to wash on the bench. So what goes into the category of passive kisna? So anything which is cooked is not considered, has no shakas of bread. There's only things which have shakas of bread is something which is baked. So anything which is not going to be baked, anything which is going to be cooked, is not going to go into the sugar passive kisna. For example, macaronis, lakshin, farfel, all those things, they're cooked. So even though they're mezainis, but being that they're cooked, has no shakas to bread, bread has something which is baked, so anything in the cooked family is not our sugar. Our sugar, we're talking about things which are baked. If it's baked, then could be it goes into the sugar pass. Anything which is going to be cooked over there is not going to pass the kisna. Croutons, for example, croutons are deep fried. Deep fried, the place can say, has a din of cooking. So croutons also. It's not going to be considered
passive. Some of them are baked, though.
What do you say?
Some of them are baked, yeah.
Okay. If it's deep fried, if they're not baked, then it's not going to be in the suga of passive kisnan, So we're talking about all baked items. That goes into the category of passive kisnan. Like cookies, cakes, burekas, pizza, crackers, all these things, they're passive kisnan. And the reason why we're going to make mezainis is that since a person normally not kaveh sud on it, they have to make mezainis. But if somebody would come along and now have a kaveh suda, so then the halacha is going to be that he's going to have to wash and bench.
You just normally not done.
Oh, so let's get to it. Now, what's called kaveh suda? How do you imagine kaveh suda? Let's say every morning for breakfast you take two pieces of rubber. This is your suda every single morning. Is that called kaveh suda? The place we say the way we imagine kaveh suda. It's not really tully so much what you're doing, it's tully on the amount. If you have an amount of cookies and cake, which is enough to be considered a shir suda, then the halacha is you have to wash. There's a reason why you don't have to wash on one piece of bread you have to wash on, right? A little piece of bread you have to wash on, right? Because that's pass. Passive kisna we say, being that a person is not kaveh suda on it, so you don't have to wash unless you have a shir kaveh suda. Once you have the shir kaveh suda, you have the amount the person would eat for a suda, then the halacha is you're going to have to wash on bench. So how much is considered a kaveh suda? So Mishnah Berurah brings down two shittas. The first shita holds that if you have, we saw some from Hilchos Erevin, if you have three or four beitzim worth of cookies and cake, that already is considered a shir kaveh suda. In kazesim, that would be 6 to 8 kazesim, also a little cooler, 8 kazesim. If you have 8 kazesim worth of cookies or cake, and the cookies you have to wash, and you're going to have to bench. How much is that in sizes? So, give a couple of different examples. A regular they say about 3/4 of a rugelach is a specific size. So if you can have, what?
It says rugelach, I guess.
Yeah, regular chocolate.
Like the angels?
The angels, yeah, those are a little bit bigger. But the regular average size, so I think it's an exact whatever, but I'm saying, around 3/4 of a ragalach already is considered zayis. So if you have 8 zayisim, you have like around 6 ragalach already, you're getting into the share of dalav beitzim. Animal crackers, they say 7 animal crackers is zayis. So if you're going to have 56 animal crackers, so you don't have to. Pretzels.
It's a suffix at that point, though. No?
This is the first sheet, though, right? Pretzels divide 13 pretzels, those thin, long ones, 13 of them. So if you have 104. then you're going to have a silo, whatever point of shifting, you're going to have to wash the bench.
And the regular, the chocolate, we hold.
Oh, yeah, we hold the chocolate. Yeah, that's nice. I'm going to ask them, one piece of cake, yeah, 2 pieces of cake, yeah, 3 pieces of cake, you said, chazer. Pizza, so Nevada, but can be kind of pizza, a regular slice of pizza, the regular, the cheese part with the crust is 5 kazesim. Sorry, it's 5 kazesim, and the crust is 3 kazesim. So one slice of pizza ready is going to be already dollar beitzim.
Wait, it's 5 plus 3?
It's 5 plus 3. The crust is 3, and the actual pizza part is 5.
Is he including cheese in that thing?
What do you say?
It's cheese.
He's not including cheese over there. But he says the regular size of pizza already, you already have 8 kazesim, and it's going to point to the sheet that I'll
have. So how did you get the 5? Where's the 5?
The 5 and the...
What is the 1?
The cheesy part with the crust on the bottom. And then the thick crust at the end is 3.
So we're talking about the crust in both cases.
Just
like yeah,
crust
yeah,
the
altogether.
Yeah.
Just
the
what?
The whole crust is the 8, we get 3.
Yeah, altogether is the
8.
Yeah.
That's
1
slice of pizza.
What?
Rather
than 10 pizza, 5 pizza. I'd say right, so then. Right, that's the American crust is the thicker. Are we buying it?
American
pizza
is
thicker.
Yeah,
it's true. American pizza is thicker.
American pizza is 2 bites.
Probably about, what, a quarter? I mean,
the what?
American, right, so I think a slice is about like a quarter, smaller than American slices?
Probably half the size.
Half the size?
No, it's not half the size.
I'm not sure.
Less than half a day?
Depends which pizza place you go to. Happens to be the end of the crust is always thicker by American for some reason. End of it.
Okay. Fine. That's the first thing. The second sheet that Mishmur brings down that's not telling in Hillel's Arabin is telling you what a person would have as soon as a break of Arab. How much do people eat for breakfast, lunch, supper? What a person, the amount the person eats in a normal meal, that's considered an amount of a shirk for your suva. It's not, you know, not, it's not telling you dollar base, it's telling you how much the people eat. How much the people eat in a normal suva. So most people can assume that's going to be more than dollar base. And in a regular, you know, sit down for, you know, for lunch or supper between the chicken and the potatoes and whatever you're eating, everything together, macaroni, whatever it is, that you're going to end up having more than dollar base. And they say, yeah, maybe close to 6-7 base, and that'll be a share, be considered a shirk for your suva. Rabbi Yashar Rader's Chish is that could be his mind is nice if it could be less. I don't know, he said already, maybe already Dal beats him, already might be a Shrek of Yasuda. Yeah, I don't know. Rabbi Yashar was a great Sephardish, can you do it, right? But I'm assuming worth like 6-7 beats and Rabbi Yashar already considered a Shrek of Yasuda. That was a Kushis. How do we pass him?
First year was 4 Rabbi.
4. First year is 4 beats him, which is 8 Kazaisim. Second one is about a Shir Sudas Blake of Arab, which is more about 6-6-6. How do we pass him? Shmur Bixan. It's nochein. It's proper to be machmir for the shita of dal basin. Sorry, the chachila toiv lachish lasim chimirim. That's lashon. It says the chachila is toiv lachish lasim chimirim. Shalecha dal basin. The chachila you should be machmir not to eat. You should not eat dal basin. So the chachila one should not get himself involved in a suffix. Of course, you should not eat dal basin. Between dal basin and 6 basin. Right, one eats 6 basin and wash your legs. Go for it. Whatever. Yeah. But between Dal Beitzim and Vav Beitzim, you gain something. Something which is Lachil, you shouldn't do it. If one would do it, then Enochanami passes you would not bench. Lachil, you should not eat in between the mouth. Those big danishes they sell. You know, around the mirror, they sell those big.
The round ones?
The round ones, or they have those horseshoe ones.
The
moon ones, I'm saying, those are pretty big. I'm saying definitely, a whole one is definitely more than Al-Batesim. I'm saying it's, it's already, those stuff are big. I'm saying, you see three quarters and make a bracha chorinim, maybe finish it off, it's later. I'm saying, a little bit. But upon him, those big ones, already you're getting something to the Shiloh, you're getting something to the Shiloh, the Al-Batesim, which we said, the Chile shouldn't do it.
If you do it, you
know. What? The what?
Cheerios.
Cheerios passes, is a shadow passable kissing in? What?
A bowl of Cheerios.
A bowl of Cheerios is very, very passable. It is. The only thing about Cheerios I have to admire is that
every couple of
years,
corn
it's a different, see how it's made. Whether,
it says on every box Cheerios, toasted
oats. It's not right.
So it's toasted oats?
It says it on the box.
It's a lot of corn, there's a lot of corn in there.
When I came to San Jose, Rick Lewis got up and said that Cheerios, he said even more machmir Cheerios. He says, not only is the problem with Dalai Beitzim, it is that passable kistin, which is made for Kriya Suda. Therefore, even if you have a little bit already, you have to wash and bench. Or at least it's calling yourself. Oh, but passable kistin is that cookies are cake. A person doesn't use it for Kriya Suda. But Cheerios, normal for breakfast. If it's that type of thing which a person has for Kriya Suda, so therefore, Cheerios, a person shouldn't eat unless he washes something else or he has a share.
It's like 40% corn.
So zombies are called little bagels. As you sort of say, it's called little bagels. Little bagels, Cheerios, and Cheerios. our baby crowns. It's a big, okay, so that was my
favorite. I saw this, a big percentage
of my wife wasn't so happy about it, remember? So, she was so pregnant, so whatever, she asked me this, and whether she asked me machmir. Now, this is it. Well, I said, it was not like that, so this is why she said that she could be makel. So, Adi Amazet, that's the still letter of Kavana. Yes, the Turios, no, so I did, a couple years ago, read from Rabbi. Somebody from the Star K. You got his name right now? With the H. Huh? No, not really. No, it wasn't the head of the Star K. It was one of the Rabbanim over there. He was saying that maybe with Pastors of Trails, I don't know his name. It wasn't Toasted. It's Big Toasted and something like that. He was trying to say he's not like that. I'll try to track it down for next year with the article. But it's not on the Rocker website.
Tell him you're being
curious to the mouth. What's it say? No, so it's Tali. Usually it's Tali in the mouth. Most kids Tali in the mouth, they're curious to the mouth. If you're having breakfast, you're on the run, and just take like a little bit of cake, that's okay. No, so then it's Tali in the mouth. It's not Tali what you do. It's not Tali what you do. In other words, if you're having a lot of cake on the run, that'll be a problem. If you're sitting after breakfast, you just take a little small piece of cake. No, it's not gonna be a problem. You know, you're being kavesud on it, but it's not a mount, which a person normally asks for a siddur. It's not probably in you, it's probably more on the mount.
What
about
wraps? The thin mushy
wraps?
Well,
the thin
lava. They're bread, I'm saying.
It was wrap,
they're a wrap.
Bread. I'm saying, are they very, they have a sweet taste to it, oily?
It's funny how they bake them.
What do you do? It's not paper tea? Yeah. I think they're the probably only.
No, it's not crackers. That's true. The pasta's not bread.
But,
it's like matzo. It's like smarty matzo.
It's not bread. It's like a pizza.
It's like one of the chachila person should not have. It's like one of the chachila person should not have more than dollar basin. Once you have dollar basin, you're getting some. There's suffix. If you have dollar basin, you're not going to wash and bench with the oven. And, you're not going to wash with the oven. Machine came. Yeah, Mashen came, once I've shaked through, then about you have to wash and bench. Now this is all talking about we're eating it alone. Let's eat with other foods. So the Magavram writes, that school passing the Magavram, that if you're eating with other foods, not just eating cake, then the way we figure out the shear in order to wash and bench is, if you have enough cookies and cake, whatever you're eating, pass over kisnei, together with other foods, if you have the amount of amount equal to the amount of bread a person eating a normal suda, then already you're going to have to wash and bench. For example, a normal supper, a person, let's say you're washing, right? So a person washes, and he says he's having chicken and potatoes. Right? So how much bread does the average person eat? Imagine one slice, maybe?
Probably one.
If you have the amount of cake equal to one slice of bread, and you're eating other foods also, so then, Zakhtu Magravam is Tlakim Shavura, then already, then the halacha is going to have to wash the bench. So therefore, if you go to a Kiddush, you have some crackers, some kugel, some chalet, some arbis.
Well, kugel's not going to chesed, right?
No, but I'm saying if you have cake, crackers, and cake, the amount equal to a piece of bread, you're eating a lot of other foods, you're going to be having dalet, beitzim, and you're having a lot of other foods, they're almost starved, and then what's it going to be? They have to wash and bench on the
crackers. How much does the cracker have to be? The amount of bread you have with the meal?
The amount of bread you have in the meal. So a person has for sure a slice, saying, you need a slice, maybe a slice and a half. So if you have that amount of cookies and cake, plus you're having other foods, you're having challah, then you're having herring, whatever they're serving. So then it's like the mangal bomb, it's like the shabu is, then in that case, the luck is going to be that you're going to have to.
That's all equal to our reason.
Yeah, actually, at least all of these. It has to be not the Bishra Suda. We've got to tell you about like nerves, they have to be, yeah. Which, anyhow, when you go into Kiddush Shabbos morning, Shabbos says you're not supposed to eat so much by Kiddush, we're supposed to eat those two Shabbos at the oven. So, anyhow, it's not such a good idea to eat so much at some sort of Kiddush. When I was young, I used to, like, before I used to go to Kiddush, I used to wash at home, and then go to the Kiddush. Because you're supposed to eat the lech and the te'alvon. If you eat a Kiddush versus not, it's not so practical, as it can't be gross, such a thing. But
you got rules at the.
What?
You got rules.
You got rules, some of them. Kapana, so once you have any shear, which, yeah, it's a Kiddush, when you get Monday in the mirror. So they have barakas, rice, and all sorts of other foods. So that's guessing to the shayla, right? Breakfast is passable kissing. You have amount of, normally you have amount of breakfast, you have equal to amount of bread.
Potatoes.
What?
Potatoes included, let's say.
In what?
The filling is counted or not?
Well, it is included. So a person normally is going to have an amount of brekkas, which is going to be the amount, the equal brekkas amount, which a person would have for a share kriya suda. So therefore, if you're talking in lunch and you're having those brekkas, you have no share kriya suda, the other person you have to wash the bench. And there's always a big tumult issue. They should have recently hung up signs, they take no achayas for those brekkas. They ask me on Shaila, and they take no achayas.
The breading there was maybe fried originally? That the type of bread they use for the brekkas. It's a special type of
deep fried?
Flaky. I don't know, I'm not sure exactly.
It's flaky, that's why it's possibly kissing. It's
baked.
It's baked, I'm saying. So,
not the original.
It'd be a little bit more chil if you're watching something else, because it's chasm in the shirim and things like that, I'm saying. But, definitely guessing chasm. So, what's eitzah? Then the other eitzah is out of this. So, one eitzah is that if you don't have the mezainis with other foods, then it's time to start. In other words, if you eat breakfast first, make al-mekah, and then you eat the rest of the rice and potatoes and everything else. So then it's not a star. It's only the star. It's all one suda. I'm saying if you eat the bread, quote unquote, the breakfast first, and you make a bracha koinos, then you're okay because you didn't eat together, and it's not going to be a star. You go the way around also. The other way around, that's ideal. You go the way around also. Eat the herring and the potatoes and the chalent. Make a bracha koinos, then add the zainus, and then once you split it up, then that's the way you're going to get
the zainus afterwards.
Another zainus.
Make a bracha.
So I guess the bracha shenit tzricha. No, I guess the
shalit.
Yeah, right. Oh yeah, rice. Yeah, sorry, rice. Rice is not an example. But just get out. Eat the breakfast first. Make the bracha koina, and then whatever. Rav Gershon Meltzer, if you want to say different eitzah, he says like the shir dal beis is more of a volume. So we figure out the shir is a volume. Let's say figure it out. He says if you smash it, so you make it very small, and that's eitzah. Yeah, Rav Gershon is always a kaddish. That was a good ace. I don't like it. If I come to the other ace, maybe it's more practical. But if you only get together, then it's going to be okay. We sang with one thing with the game of Zainus Rolls. So something which is called Zainus Rolls. Zainus Rolls supposed to be something very, very sweet. So all the places in Canada came out against Zainus Rolls. There's a Kokoyo in America somewhere, Lusky, Hangman, a long list. They all signed, they said that, which people call Mazonus Rolls. They said, number one, usually it's not made in the right way, because of the kissing. If it has to be made sweet, usually don't make it sweet enough. Okay, so usually it's sweet enough, but usually it's pizza's not sweet enough. Even if it would be sweet enough, they said that, as it's made for Kriya Suda, it's made to be eaten together with a meal, it's made to be together with a meal, it's made to be a substitute for the bread, and therefore they all say that Mazonus Rolls doesn't exist, and it doesn't exist, and they says, well, Hasser Milchel Aradna, people assume Mazonus Rolls are chasnas, it's serving on airlines, and they said that Mazonus Rolls is not Pesedo. It happens to be that Tower Air, they used to have, right? They used to have in the Vedas, to put it in the rules of the mills.
For Spartan, so
write, what?
For Spartan, do you hold this one Mazonus
Rolls? No, so Spartan is one of them. They used to write that if you, the rolls are Mazonus, but you only can eat a half a roll. once you're having the amount of, if you're having the amount of which is equal to the amount of percent in a normal suit, then you need to get your line bill, it's going to be a problem. So they say you can only have, half a roll. And as Rabbi Yashiv holds even more bite, Rabbi Yashiv holds that, like I said before, the Havana possible kissing is a type of thing which is not made for Kriya Suda. So it makes them like a Mazonus Rolls, which is made for Kriya Suda. So Rabbi Yashiv holds then, that's bread. Saying that's not possible kissing. Rabbi Yashiv holds, you need to have a mashur for these type of things. You need to have a mashur.
It's normally.
What?
It's normally
used for suda. The Zayn's was made for a suda. It's made to be a substitute for bread. But he says, even if you have a mashur on them, you have to wash. But he says, the whole bond of passive kissing is that it's not for Kriya Suda. This is Kriya Suda, therefore he says it's not for you.
A little rolls with the badass.